everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Yeah, it has been a long time since I did an actual episode, and I'm sorry to say it, but I did not plan out anything for this episode. I just thought I would try to talk about something, and I'd figure it out eventually. I guess I could go ahead and start with the fact that, yeah, I have been doing a lot of just re-uploading like my YouTube videos, which I said I wasn't gonna do, so I am sorry about that, but for me, that's like the easiest thing I can do at the moment, and literally school has been ridiculous. Oh my gosh, why would Bromley choose to start? Yeah, anyway. Oh my gosh, like literally the worst time. She's been fine, other than like whenever she like ran out the front door and like the neighbor kid next door, like he was talking to some girls or whatever, and he just like ran to try and catch her, and we got her back inside, let's just say that. It ended fine, but that was awkward. Anyway, I went shopping today. I got books. I've been feeling like crappy lately. I had like an ear infection or whatever, and it was bad. It still is bad, but I can actually hear out of the ear again, so that's great. I hope that's not like TMI. But I got two books. I got Better Than the Movies and The Upside of Falling, which The Upside of Falling is a Wattpad, like published from Wattpad Books, so I don't know if it's gonna be any good, but I've seen people say that both of them are good, so hopefully. I also got some concealer or whatever, but yeah. I just remember, like, some of you guys don't have YouTube, and you won't know all the things I post on my shorts, so. Yeah, my YouTube shorts, I post way too much. I mean, I guess that's a good thing, that's kind of, like, the point, but, anyway. Yes, I have reached 30,000 plays, that is another thing, but I don't really know what to do to celebrate it, so if you guys want me to, I can. Just like tell me some ideas, but I don't really have anything in mind to do for that. I probably have a lot of people like that. Yeah, I have like a bunch of screenshots of people asking questions, but I haven't like screenshotted any of the recent questions I've gotten, so I would miss like a ton of them, unfortunately, but I can go over those later. I've been learning a new song on guitar, Jubilee Line by Wilbur Soot. Yeah, oh, by the way, the VOD of the stream I did, that, it kind of, like, it got cut off halfway, and so we, had to do two, so we streamed for over, like, 2 hours, and unfortunately, I cannot get it to export out of YouTube to save my life, so I'm sorry, but I won't be able to post that on here. Yeah, I played, like, 2 seconds of the guitar on live. And by the way, streaming is so dang fun. Like, I can only imagine how amazing playing games on stream would be. Let me grab my guitar. It's probably out of tune, but we can try. This is gonna be, like, yet another random rambles. Even though I said I wasn't gonna do that anymore. You guys still like him, though, so. I don't know. It might. I think it's way out of tune. Yeah, it doesn't sound very right. I don't even know if this is right because I've just been messing around with it, so. The hardest part is, like, the strumming part. I can't ever get it to sound right. Yeah, it sounds so bad. But that is fine. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What the heck do I talk about? I don't know. Life has just not been that interesting lately. I mean, I finished a second journal, and I started a new one, but then, like, I didn't journal the past 2 days because I was, like, in bed all day being pathetic and all that. Oh, the new Lovejoy song. I am so excited. We've only gotten a 50-second clip of that so far, but it is so good by what I have heard, and I'm excited. excited. I'm so excited for like their new, like their debut album and everything too. I'm just checking my YouTube comments. I'm not very good at this podcasting thing anymore. But let's see. Some people were asking, like, I want to listen to Lovejoy, but like I don't know where to start, and I know that a lot of their stuff is explicit. So I'm gonna go ahead and share with you the songs that I really like that are clean. There's Taunt, Consequences, Normal People, Things, Concrete. Model Buses has some swears, but like not, like it's clean. It just has like minor swears. Portrait of a Blank Slate, wow, and Scum. Those ones are all really good. I've recently been listening to Portrait of the Blank Slate. Wow, I cannot speak. And Scum a lot. They're just so catchy. And the guitar. Ah, it's so good. Yeah. I got lots of candy for Valentine's Day. And, like, I guess I didn't post the short, but I got, like, a bunch of stuff from my grandma. Like, lots of gift cards and stuff. That's how I bought the concealer and books today, is because I was spending my gift cards. And my parents just got me, like, a big thing of Dr. Pepper. So, like, I have that. Just chilling in my mini fridge. Yeah, I made slime the other day before the stream with Liliana. Oh my gosh, I hope this mic is actually sounding right, because if it's not been sounding right the whole time, I will cry. But yeah, I got slime. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I have it. I put modeling clay in it. Well, maybe air dry clay, I don't know. So it's very, very stiff. It's like, yeah, it's not the best. I'm so tempted to just like put it on top of my mic. I have no clue if that did anything. Anyway, let's see. Oh geez, I just hearted a random comment and never answered. Oh man, that sucks. I can really, thanks. No, and thank you. Heart. Okay, I'm so bad at interacting with people, especially whenever I don't know them in real life. Like, there was this, like, some random guy, like, commented on one of my podcast things and said, like, I know this is probably, like, crap. Anyway, let's just wrap. he was like, I know this is, like, weird, but, like, you're really beautiful. And I was like, that's really weird. But I appreciate comments and people like saying, I hope you feel better and all that, but I don't know how to interact with people. I'm not very good at that. Like, I met the neighbor kid the other day, day before yesterday, I think, and I was, like, still not feeling great, so I just had on my Tommy Innit hoodie, some sweatpants. Like, I was a mess. My hair looked terrible, but some kids TP'd his house. And so my mom got it on the Ring camera and was, like, downloading the thing to give to him, and, like, I don't know. He was, like, asked if I had my permit yet, because he just turned 16 and all that. And it was just, like, really, really awkward. It was so awkward. I felt so weird. But, yeah, I was not blessed with the, like, social, like, talking to people skill. Why does it... Oh, that's not red. That's Audrey. Okay, I guess I should answer the text I'm getting. I am doing... Great. Yeah, great. LOL. Audrey said, hi, how have you been? I will say, I've been pretty good. You hear me struggling. Other than... how about you? She has a boyfriend, and their relationship is so sweet. So, like, really, anytime we talk, we just talk about, like, her boyfriend. And then she's like, how are you and Rhett? And I'm like, we're fine. Like, we haven't seen each other in months, but we're fine. Because, you know, what else am I supposed to say? Yeah. Hi, Rhett. Yeah, sorry. I do. Okay. She's asleep, so she won't hear me. But I think Lola's gonna die soon. She's so still. Sometimes I'm scared she's already dead, and then I'm like, oh, she's breathing. Okay, this is fine. But I think she's so old. She's like 12, I think. And I'm scared she's gonna die. I don't want her to die. Winter camp. Oh, cool. Yeah. I have not been doing anything interesting in my life recently. My life is quite boring. But I will be going to Florida. I don't know if, have I told you guys about this? I am going to Florida with Lauren for my 16th birthday, like a month before my birthday. 'Cause we have like a family get together thing in Alabama. So we're gonna go there to that. And we're going to Alabama next month too, for a baby shower. And so in the summer, we're going, so we gotta, okay. Anyway, I'm just trying to breathe. We have a beach house in the same neighborhood we've always stayed in. Like we have that booked. It has its own private pool and hot tub. It's all of them are so amazing. Like they've got all the stuff. They've got like golf carts and everything. Just a short walk from the beach, and we love the neighborhood. Not so much the neighbors because they're like full timers, you know, that live there all year long, and so they hate having like people being loud, I guess. And like we always like meet up with our Florida friends there, you know, and I guess they're kind of loud, but everyone there that I grew up around, I guess, and like our life group thing for church, they're throwing me a party, so that'll be interesting. Only party I've ever had like planned by them was my 10th birthday, I think, and it was a surprise party, and it was crazy, and it was cool. So yeah, I think it'll be good. Anyway, I'm gonna see Lauren finally after like 3 years of not seeing her. She's added to the reservation because her parents are like, whatever, you can stay over there as long as you want. So like, they can't kick her out of the pool because they don't want like people who aren't actually staying in the house in the pool, which we always break that rule with our friends, but you know, we don't talk about that. Yeah. So we're gonna be doing all sorts of things, going to a water park. I'm so excited. I'm scared to be 16, but I guess it doesn't change that much. But yeah. I'll be doing that. And we have like two of our grandparents staying there. So that'll be great. I'm excited. And also kind of scared to see Lauren. I don't know why. I'm not actually scared. I'm just nervous. I don't want to go to church with her. Like now, while that sounds really weird, you're probably like, "What? She doesn't want to go to church?" I don't want to go to that church. I grew up going there mostly, and that was like my home church. Like I felt comfortable there. And then not only like whenever we left, that was the only time that I realized. Like that was the time I realized, oh my gosh, that church is like really bad. It's kind of just falling apart. Yeah, I don't really want to like talk about it that much, but there are some people there that hate me. Olivia, she does not like me at all. She like, eh, but she's like really, really mean to Lauren as well. So they're all just like a bunch of immature kids. But yeah, they're all like 12, 11 or 12. So I don't really know why I ever started bothering with them. I guess it was just my uncontrollable need to be kind and be friends with everyone that talks to me, I guess, which kind of has gone away. But a couple years ago, it was there, and so I tried to become friends with Olivia, and that did not go well. But yeah, if I go to her church, then I'm gonna have to deal with Olivia, and I don't want to do that. So hopefully, I want to go. But yeah, that'll be fun. Not the going to church, but I don't know what the heck. Oh, what the heck? Yeah. I've been doing random makeup past couple days. Like I have like eyeliner on right now, and I don't normally do eyeliner because there was this one time, and this is gonna sound so bad, but like I got my merchandise, my Lovejoy merch that day, and I had already been wearing black cargo pants. So I put the black merchandise on like just to try it on, and I had like my black cargo pants on, and in that day I had done like eyeliner too, just a small wing of eyeliner. And my mom was like, oh my gosh, why are you goth? Like, you're goth, you're emo. What are you doing? I was like, I'm just trying this shirt on. And she's like, no, go take that makeup off. Go take off the cargo pants or the merch. And like, you're wearing too much black. It doesn't look feminine enough. And I was like, doesn't look feminine enough. And it was really, really weird. It was so weird. But, yeah. So I don't really wear, do eyeliner that much. But, yeah, I just realized I did not edit that vlog of, like, the dance. I should do that. Yeah, I did video some stuff, but I didn't edit it. I have another video that I haven't edited. Yeah. I'm, like, 2 or 3 weeks behind on, like, my weekly, like, long-form videos for my YouTube channel. But that's because I've been doing lives, and I'm like, oh, those count. Whatever. Yeah. My life, just nothing going on right now. My biggest decision is, do I read the Better Than the Movies or the Upside of Falling first? Which one do I read first? Probably going to be Better Than the Movies, because I started it, and I really like this author. Oh, I've been obsessed with The Summer I Turned Pretty. Yeah. My mom, and I said this on live, so I guess I should tell you guys too. My mom is absolutely obsessed. Like, I read the first book, and I was like, I know you didn't really want me to, like, read these or watch the show. You didn't want me 2 years ago or whatever, but I would really like to watch the show now that you let me read the book, so can you watch it with me? And she's like, fine. And she's hooked. She's watched both seasons. She's read all of the books. I've read all the books too. She's, like, hardcore Team Conrad, and in the end, I am too. Like, Jeremiah, he's hot, okay? He's really, really hot, but doesn't matter because Conrad is better. And I will walk into her room and randomly see her, like, just watching The Summer I Turned Pretty, because she's like, I miss my characters, I miss them, like, I miss them so much, I have to watch it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love her so much, she's so cool. Shout out to you, Mom, you're amazing. But yeah, I don't love the books, because I don't love their writing very much, but at the same time, like, I love the story, so. Yeah, there's a lot of swearing, and some, like, I'm traumatized by one certain scene in the show. It was way too graphic, and it was, like, the parents, too. Like, what? I did not need to see that. Like, it's disgusting. Yeah. Anyway, the show is still really good, though. It's, like, rated 16 or whatever. But me and my mom, we love it. I'm just messing with the wire from my guitar. I guess it's a string. But it's more like wire, because I haven't cut it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know what else to talk about. I guess I should answer this text. Wow, that's cool. Oh, her and her boyfriend are so cute. That's so cute, I say as crying. She doesn't need to know. Laughing emoji. Everyone, I'm fine. I'm fine. Let's see. Oh, why can I not press the right thing? There. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I guess I should just answer some questions. So these will be old ones, but someone was like, are you ever going to do a rant episode on the Dream SMP? Wait a second. Crap, have I already answered all of these? Yeah, I have answered all of these. Delete. Okay, we're just gonna go through my comments then and see if anyone asks me questions. Nice. Okay. Do I have pets? Yes, I do. I have a cat and I have a dog. Pictures. She just sent me pictures. Okay. He got hit in the face with a metal shovel. Now oh my gosh. Oh. Jeez. Anyway. Yeah. I don't really know. I'm just gonna scroll through these really quick. That looks fun. I haven't done anything like that in a long time. Imagine. Anyway, I don't think there's anything important that people have asked me, other than, like, are you a Therian? Like, someone was like, are you a Therian? I saw a mask in the background. I was like, no. I got that handmade, hand-painted mask in Venice, Italy. I am not a Therian. It is a hand-painted mask from Venice. I don't think there's anything important that someone asked me. But yeah. I just dropped my phone. Are you okay? Okay, it's okay. I guess that's it because I have nothing else to talk about and I'm just spiraling downhill. Yeah, if you guys have any episodes you'd like me to make, and I do have some people asking me like to make some episodes on some things I would feel mildly uncomfortable talking about, like periods. Like, I know that I could probably give some advice to help you guys, but at the same time I really feel uncomfortable with that. I don't know why, but we'll see if that happens. Yeah. But if you have any episode ideas, give them to me. I'll probably like do one talking about like the Dream SMP and the QSMP, which Tubbo, for some reason, he thought it was so boring because he didn't have create, and so he decided he was just gonna make himself have two lives, just like the eggs. And Sunny didn't want him to because, you know, he could die, he would die, and then Sunny would be all alone, and she would have no one, and she wouldn't have her paw. And, well, he died, and now he's dead, and he's not coming back, and he's doing all this lore stuff, and I don't even know. Yes, goodbye, everyone. I should stop now before I go on and on about the QSMP lore. I love you guys, and yes, goodbye.